This is Hazel speaking, and I'm interviewing Iris live from the Willows Care Home in Romford. Morning, morning, Iris. Where were you born?
Sorry?
Where were you born?
Silverton.
Oh, and is Silverton in London?
Yeah.
Oh, right. The east end of London, or...?
The east end.
Do you remember the name of the street?
Barnwood Road.
Oh, right. Were you born at home?
Yes.
Right. Where does your family come from? Where does your family come from?
Yeah, they come from Silverton.
Oh, right,
yeah.
That's nice. What sort of upbringing did you have?
That was very strict.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to behave, didn't we?
Yeah, you had to, yeah.
Yes. And how would you describe yourself as a child?
I think I was a good child, yeah.
And you enjoyed your life as a child?
Yes.
You had brothers and sisters?
I had four sisters.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a nickname?
No.
As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
An actress. No.
That's great. Ambition.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Did you do acting at school and have plays?
Yeah, I did do a bit, yeah.
And you had
quite enjoyed it.
Good roles
in
it?
Yeah.
Great. Was there any opportunity for you to go further with acting? Could you have gone to a drama school or anything, or hadn't they been instituted at that time?
No, if I can tell you something while I'm on the subject. When I was a child, because I was so thin, I was really thin, I got sent abroad for 3 months to live with a family in Norway.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. A lovely family. And I stayed there for 3 months to build myself up, make myself a bit, you know, put on a bit more weight and things like that, you know. Loved it. Lovely. Lovely family. Yeah.
Did you keep in touch with them? Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Very nice people,
oh,
too.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
In Barnwood Road.
Barnwood Road. Was that easy to get to?
Yeah, very good. Good walk there, yeah.
Yeah. We went by bus or walked there.
Walked.
Yes. Did you enjoy school?
I did.
Yeah. What sort of student were you? More interested in the acting side of it than the maths?
No.
Were there any favourite lessons?
I like cooking, cookery, yeah.
Well, that's a help through life, isn't it,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dressmaking, I like making, I like doing that.
How do you think your classmates would have remembered you? They'd remember you from your acting.
That's about it, I think. We was all friends, we all got on together.
Yeah.
Who
are your best friends?
Janet, her name was.
Janet. And is she still around? Do you keep in touch?
I don't keep in touch. Not now.
No. No,
but she's still around, yeah.
Oh, right. And you kept in touch for some time?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. And did she live in your area?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you met after school as well?
Yeah, we used to go out together.
Could play
yeah.
together
yeah.
after school. Because there was no traffic around there,
no.
was there?
No.
What did you do when you left school?
I went to work in Tate and Knowles, the sugar factory.
The sugar factory.
Yeah.
You went to work for... Where did you... Iris.
I went to work in a sugar factory. Oh.
And was that straight away?
You yeah. went,
yeah. And what was the sugar factory, isn't it?
Tate and Knowles.
Tate and Knowles.
Yeah.
They're famous even
yeah.
now,
yeah.
aren't they? Was that near your home?
Yeah, it's in Silvertown.
Oh,
yeah.
That was really handy. Where and how did you meet your husband?
His sister and my sister were best friends.
Did you sort of go out to dancing and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. We did, yeah.
Because there were lots of dances
yeah,
around
quite
at that
a few,
time.
Yeah. So I was very good at it.
Yeah. I mean... Every Saturday night. do you have any children?
I've got four.
Oh. Daughters,
four
sons?
Girls, yeah, four daughters.
Oh, right. They're all grown up now, of course.
Sorry?
They're all grown up now.
Yeah, all grown
and
up.
And have
children
of their
own.
Own.
Yeah.
yeah. So you've got grandchildren
yes.
as well? Great. What sort of parent were you?
Quite a good one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you stay and live in the same area as when you were a child? Did you move around at all?
No, we still lived in Silvertown, but not around the bit where I was born. It was out a bit further.
Oh, wow.
Custom House,
oh,
I think it's
right.
called.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah.
Was it nicer there? Was it, you know, was it more countryfied?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What made you move to the Willows, Iris?
My husband died.
Oh, that's sad. How are you finding life here in Longford?
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Yeah.
yeah.
And with the Willows, it's in Longford, is it?
Yeah.
All right. And nice scenery.
Yes, it's lovely. Yeah.
Great.
Nice people. Yeah.
Do you have family and friends who live nearby?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of
I do,
people
yeah.
and you go out, do you?
Yeah, they come and take me out. Yeah,
lovely.
We go shopping. And
yeah. your daughters come
yeah,
to see you
do.
And take you out.
Yeah.
That's nice. And how's your social life at Willows?
There's always something going on and you always enjoy what you're doing. Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, that's
yeah.
very nice. Yeah, okay. What is your happiest memory, Iris?
Just, I don't know, best friends, really. Got a lovely best friend. Yeah.
That's lovely. And obviously your children.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And when you were married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't cut it down to one memory, can
no,
you?
No, not really.
If you were stranded on an island, what object would you bring with you? Which song would you take? Keep you going.
I've got to say, if I was there. If I was stranded on a desert island, I would take photographs with me. Yeah.
And which song would you like to take with you?
Sorry?
Have you got a favourite song?
You to me are everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you. Stop the rain from falling if you ask me to. I'd do anything for you, your wish is my command. I could move a mountain when your hand is in my hand. Words could not express how much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice.